Well, hello everybody.
Hi, Mom.
This is a little Baron. And well, I just woke up from a little nap that I took because I was tired and it's P day and we can approve a char, especially because it's raining outside. Actually, is it still raining? Hello, Stuart. Oh no, sun came out.
Raining outside.
Oh, look. Sun came out. Well, so I haven't been sleeping all day. I slept for like maybe an hour, maybe. I didn't even really sleep. I just kind of like laid down in my bed and tried to sleep. So yeah, but it was nice. I feel really nice and full of energy now. But let's see. So this week was a really, really great week. Honestly, there was a lot of really cool stuff that happened this week. But let's see. So let's start with Monday. Monday P day. It was pretty boring P day. But we went past some people, which was fun. We went past Fabio, which is one of our investigators. We went there and found a new person to teach over there too, which is sweet. Then let's see. Tuesday, we went in the morning, and we were trying to look for a place to eat for lunch for our zone conference that we had Thursday. And so, that's what we pretty much did all morning because we went to like the center and we were looking for this place to eat. And we literally walked all over Machault because apparently it was like in my old area in Machault, but it was in the other side, and I never went over there, so I didn't know where it was. Everybody told us, yeah, it's over there. Just go look for it and you'll find it. And so I was like, okay, well, we'll see what happens. So we go over there and look for it. But what happened was, we never found it. So it was kind of a pointless morning. But then we found this other place and it was an empanadas place. And we ended up getting those and they were super good. They had like a bunch of really cool flavors that I really enjoyed. But then let's see, after that we went and we did service for Enrique and Eileen. So those Enrique and Eileen are the investigators that we have that are super cool, like you already know. They're trying to build like a new room for their kids. And so we went in and we did service for them. We went and cleaned their or like we got all the dirt, like we had to like dig the bottom of their house, 'cause like so here like they build everything out of concrete and bricks. It's like what happened was we like they have their house built out, but it just is like a dirt floor. And so like what they need to do is they need to dig out the dirt and then they need to pour a concrete pad like on the bottom so that they can like put tile on it or just leave it as a concrete floor and just have their kids live in there. So we went in and we just dug out the dirt to build like to put in the concrete floor. So that was really fun.
And then after that,
sorry, I'm tired. Then after that, we went to a meeting with the couple of the leaders in the branch here in Zabasho's, and we talked about like how the members are going to help us out with missionary work and what they can do. They're gonna assign like every investigator we have, they're gonna assign them like two families, like one family that's gonna help them like spiritually, like they're gonna help us with the visits and stuff, and they're gonna like maybe like send them text messages, like scriptures and stuff like that, kind of like help them out spiritually. And then they have another family that's gonna help them out socially, like they're gonna go and invite them to ward activities, they're gonna like just go over their house and like drink mate with them and just like help them feel like they've got friends. And it's super cool. Like so far it's still like in its beginning phases, so it's not really like doing a whole lot, but like once they get like more into it and they start helping out more, like it's gonna be sweet. So I'm super excited for that. Then let's see, after that we went past a family who the dad like served a missionary thing, but now they don't go to church anymore. And we had dinner with them and We talked about some things, and it was a good dinner. We were just a good family. They really like Netflix. which is funny, because like Netflix doesn't really like exist here. Because not really many people have like the money to just buy Netflix every month. But then let's see. Then after that, let's see, Wednesday. Oh, that was Tuesday. No, this is Wednesday. Wednesday we went and we
finalized the...
I'm tired. We went and we finalized the lunch that we were going to get for the sound conference. Then we went and visited a bunch of people down in the area. So, like, in our ward, we did a Capilla Abierta, like I told you guys, like, a while ago. And so we have, like, a ton of contacts that we have to go find from all of the missionaries that went out and looked for them. So we went and we just tried to, like, we put down a list of all of the names and we just went in this one area that we still haven't been able to get to. And we went past, like, a bunch of people. Not really any of them wanted anything. There was, like, a couple, like, I think there's, like, three or four people that wanted us to come by again out of, like, 12. But it was good because we were able to find, like, those three or four people that are super cool. Let's see, after that we had dinner with the branch president and his family. That was a good dinner. We just talked about a lot of things, and it was pretty sweet. And then after that, Thursday we had our zone conference, which our zone conference was really sweet. I really, really enjoyed it. Like, there's always, like, two parts of the zone conference. There's the, like, zone conference part where we talk about, like, what we're doing in the mission, what are our goals, and, like, how we're gonna, like, reach our goals. Our goal is to baptize every week, and, like, we're still trying to reach that here in our area, but yeah, we're just, like, talking about how we're gonna reach those goals, you know. The assistants come with the president, and they come and they talk to us, and usually the like, we will teach our zone, like, the zone leaders teach their zone, and then the assistants teach after. And so, like, this time it was kind of different. They, like, just told us, they pretty much, like, told us what to do. Like, we didn't really get to, like, decide what we were going to teach, but it ended up being really cool, because what they did is they had us bring our investigators, like, two of our investigators to the church, and just, like, teach our investigators in front of the whole zone, which is, like, seemed kind of weird at first, but we were like, you know what, we're gonna do it, it's gonna be sweet. So we went and we got Enrique and Eileen, and we brought them to the church, and we brought a member to help us teach them, and we taught them, like, in front of the zone, and it was just a really cool, like, spiritual experience. Like, they were talking about how, like, they had fear of death, and, like, they kind of are nervous and stuff, and we talked about how, like, the gospel of Jesus Christ, like, faith, repentance, baptism, the gift of the Holy Ghost, and enduring to the end, like, how those things can help us to like, get over our fears that we have in our lives. And it was just a really cool, like, spiritual experience, and we left them with the invitation to, like, pray and ask God to give them the strength to be able to get baptized, so that they can receive the blessings that come from that, and receive the strength so that they can get over their fears and their worries and stuff. That was really cool. Then that, like, lasted pretty much the whole day. But we were able to go and find another family that night, which was really cool. But
let's see, after that we had Friday.
Friday was really cool, and it was Tyler's birthday. So happy birthday, Tyler. I hope it was a great birthday. Hope you guys did something super fun. I mean, I'm sure you guys will send me pictures of everything you guys did. let's see, then we had weekly planning in the morning, because every Friday we do weekly planning, like always. That was good. We were able to talk about our investigators, how we're going to help them progress. And then after that, we went past, so in that area I was telling you about where we did all the contacts, there was like a couple of people that we found there, and we set some citas to go past them. And it was really cool because we went past one of them. So there's this girl, her name was Magali, and she was a contact that she did, that the others did, and like we talked to her, she seemed cool. So we set a cita, and we went past her house, and Magali wasn't there, but there was this other girl named Mikaela and her brother, and like we were able to go in and teach Mikaela and her brother like a little bit. He was kind of like in and out because he was like working, but we were able to teach her lesson one, and it was like really cool because like because she had like a lot of questions, like why are there so many churches in the world, and like why is there so much confusion and stuff like that. And we just like talked about Joseph Smith and the importance of the restoration, and we gave her the Book of Mormon, and we're like, will you pray and ask God if this is the truth? And she's like, yeah, for sure, yeah, I'll do it. And then it was a really cool experience. So we're excited to keep teaching her and helping her progress and stuff. Then you what? What? Oh, sorry. Let's see, what was I saying? Then after that, we went past Fabio, which was fun. We were able to pass by Staley Kwan. Then yeah, so that was cool. Then we had Saturday. Saturday was really good. We taught a bunch of people and found a bunch of new people, but we went past, wasn't it Saturday when we found Lautaro? When we found them? Yeah. So we went past on Saturday and we found like another family in that area, and the mom's name is Adriana and the son's name is Lautaro, and also Jorge. And we taught them, and it was really cool because we went and we passed by their house, and we thought that Jorge was going to be there, so we didn't like have a member come with us. But Jorge ended up not being there, and so we were like, oh crap, we're not going to be able to teach him, because like we can't go in and teach people that, like, if there's a house that doesn't have at least a guy that's older than 18 years old. And so what happened was, we go, and then she's like, we're like, oh, we're not going to be able to, like, come in into, like, if there's not a guy that's 18, like, do you know if Jorge will be here soon? She calls him, and he was, like, super far away. And so we're like, oh, crap. Well, here, we're going to go run over to a member's house, and we're going to see if they're there. And if they're there, we're going to come running back, and we'll come and teach you guys. She's like, okay, yeah, that's cool. So we go past the member's house, and the member was sleeping. But we woke him up and he ended up coming with us, and it was super cool. We were able to teach him, and it was just like a really spiritual experience. Like the hermana said, like, she lost her husband like a little bit ago, and like it's just really hard because she can't work because like she has problems with her neck, and like because of that, the people won't let her work, because like if she like does something like a wrong movement or something, it like paralyzes her, and she just like falls to the ground. Like she can't just like stay in like positions for a long period of time or something. And so because of that, like, she's just been having a really rough time and just like having a lot of trials. She said that her cousin, or no, her nephew is a member of the church. And, like, just recently just, like, went out and contacted her and was like, hey, like, I'm a member of this church. Like, you guys should listen to the missionaries because, like, this stuff really will help you out and stuff. And then we ended up coming over to their house and teaching them, and it was just, like, a cool experience. And at the end, like, we had her pray. Like, in her prayer, she just, like, starts praying and stuff, and then she just starts, like, crying, just, like, bawling in her prayer. And then, like, we just kind of sit there just quietly, like, waiting for her to, like, finish the prayer. And then she finishes, and then she's like, I'm so sorry that I broke down. I've just been going through a lot lately, and it's just been a really hard time for me, and I just get really emotional, but like, thank you so much for coming and helping me out. I'm super excited to read the Book of Mormon. Like, I know what you guys are telling me is true, and there's like a reason God wants me to listen to this. And it was just like a super cool, like, powerful experience. And the thing that was crazy was like that day on Saturday, we just had like a crazy day. Like, none of our citas were like happening. Like, and also 6 times that day, like, people stopped us in the street. Like, it's not like, it's kind of often that people like stop us in the street and like give us a hard time, or they like tell us things that are just kind of rude or like just weird stuff. But like this day specifically, there was like 6 times that people like stopped us, and they're like, "Hey, Mormons, come over here." They're like, come give me a Bible. I need a Bible. Or then, like, we go to this other guy, and he's like this just super drunk guy, and he's just like, "Hey, if you see somebody out on the street that's a vagabond that doesn't have anything, he's just like a homeless guy on the street, you don't just tell him, like, chow and walk away. It's like, you go over there and you give him a plate of food and give him a Bible and stuff." And we're like, what is wrong with this guy? He was just like drunk out of his mind, and we're just like, "Okay, yeah, you're right. I forgot about that. Well, hey, man, is there anything we can do for you?" He's just like, no, it's okay, man. Just be Christian, preach the gospel and stuff." And we're like, "Okay, all right, we'll do that." Keep walking away. Then, like, later on, we passed by this other guy, and he's like, he was super drunk in the morning. Like, he was like drunk and drugged up, or I don't know what his problem was, but he like came, and we were walking down the street, and we like clapped a house, and he comes like crossing the street, and he looks at us, and he's like, and like screaming stuff, and I didn't understand. And then we like look over him, we're like, "What the crap?" He's like, and then he just starts laughing. Like, he looks at us, he's just like, like this weird, like, drugged up, like, drunk guy laugh. And it was like the weirdest thing, and we're just like, "Okay, hey, buen dia, like, have a great day, we'll see you later, man." He's just like, yeah, like, freaking out. We're just like, that was weird. And then we keep going, and then later on in the day, we see that same guy, and he's like underneath like this little bridge that we're like going under, and he's like sees us walking down the street, and he's like, "Hey, come over here." We're like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, give me your ties. Both of you, give me your ties." And we're like, "What the crap? Our ties? Like, why do you need our ties?" He's like, "No, my cousin has his quinceañera, and I need a tie, and I need a tie for today." And we're like, "What the crap is wrong with you?" He's like, "I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you for your tie." And we're like, "What?" Like, he didn't have a knife or like a gun or anything. He's like, "I swear I'm going to kill you guys if you don't give me your ties." And we're like, "What the freak is wrong with this guy?" And we're just like, keep walking. We're like, "No, sorry, man. Like, I need this tie." And like, it was like the exact same day that I'm wearing the tie of grandpa that he signed right before he died, you know? And I'm like, there is no way in heck I'm giving this tie to this guy. Like, if I was wearing another tie, like, I'd give him a tie. Like, it's not a big deal. But I was like, this is like the one tie I actually cared about. And I was like, "No, man, I'm sorry, I can't give you my tie." I'm like, "Maybe like another time we can come past here and we can give you a tie if you need one." And he's like, no, right now." He's like, give me your tie now, already, come on, vamos, sha. And we're like, "I'm sorry, man, like, we gotta go. But, like, have a great day." And we just start walking away. And he just, like, starts screaming, like, cuss words at us. And it was really funny. So, yeah, he tried to rob our tie. And he said he was going to kill us. But he said he was going to kill us with a punch. He's like, "I'm going to punch you and kill you." And, yeah, he never even, like, threw a punch or anything. We just, like, walked away. But hopefully he doesn't, like, come back some other day with a gun and, like, shoot us. Nah, I'm just kidding. He won't. But he was just like super drugged up, and it was super funny. Then, like, later on, like, these other group of drunk people, like, this is all happening the same day, this other group of drunk people were like walking down the street. They're like, "Hey, come over here, my friend over here, he has epilepsy and he needs to go to the doctor so that you can check him out." And the guy's like just fine, he's like laughing, he's like drunk, he's like, "Yeah, I got problems, ha." We're like, Yeah, no, like, I'm sorry, we don't have any money. And he's like, no, here, come here, come closer, we can chat. And I'm like, no, no, like, we're good, we gotta go over there and teach some people, but, like, thanks. He's like, no, come on, man, where's the Christian spirit or whatever? And we're like, no, it's, we have it, it's right here is what I said. And he's like, yeah, I don't remember what he said after that, but then he's like, being stupid. And we're just like, sorry, man, but like have a great day. We'll see each other later. And it was just like super weird. They just like kept stopping us. I think it was just because there's a lot of drunk people because Boca and River, like the two biggest soccer teams here, were playing. And so like everybody gets drunk out of their minds and like are stupid. But yeah, it was pretty sketchy. But it was pretty fun. Then we had that cool spiritual experience. And then after that, we went past another family that we found. Like later on or earlier, and like the family, like we haven't been able to find them since, and so like we were able to go and find them, and we were able to like give them all a baptismal date, and like they said they were gonna come to church, and like they were super excited and stuff. So it was just like a really cool like spiritual day. Like the morning kind of sucked, but after that it got like a lot better. But yeah. What was I going to say? So it just goes to show that when things are crappy, when you have a crappy day, if you just keep going, it'll get better. Tyler, that's like probably one of the best things that you can learn on your mission is like the days that you wake up and you're like feeling sick and like tired and you don't want to go and like talk to people or you're feeling homesick or whatever. If you go out that day and you don't just like stay in your bed, sick, being a baby. No, I'm just kidding. But if you just go out there and you just like start talking to people, like you're gonna see a bunch of miracles and it's super cool. But yeah, so remember that. Then let's see, Sunday it was pretty normal. Like nobody ended up coming to church, which was super sad because we literally had like 12 people that like all told us that they were gonna come into church, and like not a single one came. But whatever, it was okay. And then. After that, we were able to go pass by a couple investigators. We found a family that the missionaries were talking to before that we haven't been able to pass by for a while. And we were finally able to find them, and they're really cool. Their name's Cesar and Fabiana. Oh, Cesar y Fabiana. And then we were able to also pass by Enrique and Eileen, and we're going to fast with them on Thursday. So we're excited for that. But yeah, man, things are going really well here. I'm just really loving it. Just learning a lot about a lot of cool things, and I'm loving being with the zone here. Our zone is so awesome. I love the missionaries here a ton. They're just super good, just super hard workers and getting stuff done. But I guess I'll end with a scripture. I was reading this scripture yesterday. I read it. It's super awesome. You need to read this whole chapter, but it's 1 Nephi 10, 18 and 19. So this is really cool. It says, Porque él es siempre el mismo ayer, hoy y para siempre. Y la vida ha sido preparada para todos los hombres desde la fundación del mundo. Si es que se arrepienten y vienen a él. Porque él con diligencia busca, hallará. Y los misterios de Dios le serán descubiertos por el poder del Espíritu Santo. Lo mismo en estos días como en tiempos pasados. Y lo mismo en tiempos pasados como en los venideros. Por tanto, la vida del Señor es un giro eterno. And this is super cool because we've been like talking a lot about like the mysteries of God. And like we've been talking a lot about like the plan of salvation. And just like really, really cool things about like why we're here and like the reasons of the gospel and the atonement and the fall of Adam and Eve and stuff, and just like a bunch of cool things that are important. And like obviously we're not like going too deep into doctrine stuff that we're not supposed to be talking about, but just mostly just like basic cool things that are super interesting. And it's just interesting that like right before Nephi receives the vision of the tree of life that his father receives and like receives so much more information. They give this scripture of how we can learn and progress here on the earth, and we can understand the mysteries of God so we can be like more prepared to face trials and face things that the Lord needs us to face, you know? And so, yeah, like, I just want to invite you guys, my little brothers and mom and dad and everybody else that decides to listen to this recording, that you guys can just keep studying the scriptures and study to find the mysteries of God. Like, study questions you have and try to answer the questions you have, because that's what the Lord wants us to do, is to learn and progress and to understand as much as we can here in the earth. But I know that the Book of Mormon is true. I know that the Bible is true. I know that we are teaching the Lord Word of God, and we are teaching what the Lord wants us to teach. But I just want to leave you guys with that invitation. And I love you guys so much. I hope you have a great week. I hope you can all enjoy school. I'm sure you're super excited to be there. Tyler, keep preparing for the mission and keep reading the scriptures and just doing everything that you can. Also enjoy life. Keep working and get ready for the best experience of your life, bud. But I love you guys so much. I hope you have a great week, and I'll talk to you more next week. Love you. Bye.